From WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
On the island, there are no places or people at all.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. One of the most unusual and striking albums of this year so far comes from the English art rock band known as These New Puritans. The album, Field of Reeds, is their third, and though it came out last year in Britain, it's only recently hit our shores, and it's full of moody, almost orchestral songs. Songs that seem to owe as much to contemporary composers like Steve Reich as they do to rock bands like Radiohead. These New Puritans are making a rare appearance here in New York, and they're going to start us off with a song called Fragment 2. It's These New Puritans, live on Soundcheck.
Stars are hiding in
That is These New Puritans from the UK here in our New York studio in a live performance of Fragment 2, which appears on their latest release, their third, called Field of Reeds. The band, These New Puritans, basically consists of Jack Barnett, who sings and plays the bass guitar, his twin brother George Barnett, who plays the drums, and Thomas Hine, who plays the electronics. But they're touring in a seven-piece form here in the States these days with Elisa Rodriguez singing, Adam Howcroft playing French horn, Maria Argiro playing the piano, and Yasmin Ahmed playing the trumpet. To the members of the band, guys, thank you for coming in today.
It's a pleasure. Right, thank you.
For having us.
Jack, you wrote this piece, right?
Yeah.
Do you notate these? Are these sort of composed works in addition to being songs?
Well, all of the songs are in notated form at some point, whether that's at the beginning or, you know, purely as a means to an end to have them played.
Right.
But, I haven't had any training or anything in it, but I taught myself.
Oh, really?
Sort of the technique for the last album so that I could write the orchestral arrangements.
Right. And they almost are orchestral arrangements on this record. You've got both an instrumental ensemble and a vocal ensemble joining the band on Field of Reeds.
Yeah, I guess I only really use the word orchestral because just to delineate the different kinds of musicians you get to play stuff. I mean, I don't necessarily make that distinction, you know, when I'm writing the music.
Mm-hmm. Courtney Love once said, "There's no place for the saxophone in rock music." I wonder what she would make of the French horn
She's
and the
a
trumpet.
Crazy one, isn't she?
Yeah, a little bit. But you know, it does sort of raise the question of, you know, here in New York, we're seeing a lot of the same musicians doing indie rock and also playing in these sort of contemporary classical groups. Mm. So they're really blurring the distinction between those two. Is a similar thing happening in London?
I hate being good. I just think the classical thing, though. What do you think of that, Jack?
Well, yeah, I certainly don't see it as classical music. I suppose I don't think about the distinction. I think if you do think about the distinction between different kinds of music, then, I don't know, it tends to not always produce great music. If it's the driving force behind you doing something. Yeah.
All right. Well, one of the ensembles that helps out on the new record is Synergy, the vocal ensemble, who've worked here in the States, in New York, on a number of occasions with Steve Reich and the Bang on a Can composers. Mm. So are those people who've been sort of influencing the way you've been writing lately?
Well, I'd seen them live. I mean, yeah, and they're actually astonishing.
And they just played with us live in London as well, didn't they?
Yeah, so we asked them to play on the album, and then they played with us, as George said, in the Barbican.
Oh, was that part of These New Puritans Expanded? Is that what that was?
Yeah, TNP Expanded.
TNP Expanded. So what was that? Is that basically the album from front to back?
That was, we did Field of Reeds in its entirety live, followed up with some old songs and some new songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was, so we had, who do we have playing with?
It's always like,
Heritage Orchestra, which was strings.
Strings, brass, a couple of clarinets, percussionist playing vibraphone, and
we had amazing gong set up as well.
Gongs.
Yeah. And then we had Tom Hine and his complete world of electronics, live electronics. Yeah.
So, this next song you're going to play for us, Attack Music, this is, George, one of the older songs, right?
It is, yeah. This is a song that Tom and Jack wrote. When did you write this, Hine? What space were you in then?
It's quite a while ago now. I don't know. Yeah. I can't remember
how it was. Well, it's from Hidden, right? So that's like 4 years ago?
Yeah, incredibly 4 years ago. We never toured that record in America, did we?
No.
You guys haven't been here in a long time.
Yeah. Mad. I'm sure there was offers, but no. I'm going to move over to the drums anyway. Nice to talk to you.
Well, okay, so George is making his way back to the drum kit. The song is Attack Music, released on the 2010 album Hidden, and it'll be a live performance from the band These New Puritans. Their latest album is called Field of Reeds. It is out now here in the States, and once again, a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. Thank you. From England, the band These New Puritans playing live on Soundcheck, and that song is called Attack Music. Going back a few years for that one from 2010, These New Puritans have a new album out. It's called Field of Reeds. It is out now both on CD and as a three-sided double LP. I'll have them explain that for you in just a moment, but for a moment, let's hear some more music. This is from the new album, Field of Reeds. This is called Organ Eternal. Once again, These New Puritans, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
lost in dreams, but you go dancing. Three-eyed solar eye, till you come back again.
Once again, These New Puritans is the band from England playing live here in our soundcheck studio in New York, and a song called Organ Eternal, which appears on the new album called Field of Reeds. And Jack, there's a pretty dramatic difference between Attack Music from 4 years ago, which has kind of an obvious rock energy to it, and a piece like that, which is almost like a post-rock kind of thing.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, it's I suppose I've lived through the transition, and so it doesn't seem as dramatic to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, even though a song like Attack Music is obviously built around drums and things like this, it's also, in the new music, the rhythms are still very important. In music, it might not always be drums,
right?
But when it is, the drums have more impact and are more powerful for the absence and other parts.
Now, George, I'm going to ask you to explain the nature of the double LP version of Field of Reeds, because it's not what you might expect.
What, that it's a great piece of artwork in itself? It's like, it's, what is it? It's two vinyls. Three sides have music on them. One side has an amazing etching.
By whom?
Well, it's by me, but that's the photographer. It's called Willie van der Peer, who's like this, you know, very good photographer. It's all kind of aerial pictures of us. It's the first time, in fact, that we've ever been on our sleeves, like as a picture of us on our sleeves. In fact, Elisa's on the sleeve as well.
Okay. Yeah. So it's
the first time we've ever used a picture of ourselves in artwork, basically.
And you used it on side four of what would otherwise be a conventional LP set.
Yeah.
So two LPs, three sides of music, and one is this etching.
Yeah.
Field of Reeds, it's also available in conventional CD and digital form from These New Puritans. It's their latest, their third full-length record. They've been playing some of it for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. And guys, we don't get to see and hear you that often here in New York. I appreciate that you came in today. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. Yeah,
real pleasure. Yeah. Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. That does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.